Man, you already know. The League Podcast brought to you by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming, one of your host people 24/7. To my right, Mr. Kenneth Bienes, looking like golfer dad.
What up?
You know what I'm saying? And I got Mr. AKA Cincy is the hometown. What'd he do?
That's how he get respect here. He ain't got nothing else to say because he was talking hella shit. But all right, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, man, you see I've been quiet lately, though.
That's what it's the regular season, though. You know how I feel about it.
Nah, I know how you feel about it. But nah, I've been quiet. I was talking some shit. CJ got me wild and hyped about 2-3 days ago. Then we played our matchup, and he won. But it was that game. I'm jumping right into it. It was that game. I said, fuck this damn passing accuracy bullshit. I'm going back to the classic, bro.
I told you this shit was going to be a hot mess.
Man, bro. I tried it. I practiced it. I did everything, and it's just not cohesive with my game. It's just not.
What do you mean?
Too many mistakes. You know, because adjusting to a new Madden, you're already going to have some mistakes. But in addition to, like, the throwing, which is my bread and butter, like, you know, you and Ken, y'all are run defense first. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just now adapted the throwing. It's like, oh, shit, these niggas, can, you know, they starting to light some shit up. But at your foundation, at your core of what you do is defense and running. At my core, it's negating the pass and passing. So those are the two hardest things for me right now. You know what I'm saying?
Negating the pass, too?
On third down. I cannot get the fuck up off the field. I could shut you down for 2 or 3 plays, but... like, that last play to get you off the field, I'm struggling, bro. Yeah. Like, I think that's the difference of my game this year on defense versus last year. It's very similar. Downs 1 and 2. Come third down, I can't get off the field. So that's been an issue.
Is that just on a specific coverage?
Like that's like, on
is
everything.
Is it on running plays? Like, or is it
no, it's that? Everything. Really? So it doesn't matter if it's a run or a pass. It doesn't matter if I play zone or man. It feels like third down, I can't get off the field. And it's difficult for me. And then now, you know, I'm going back. I went back to classic passing. My stats are going back up. I'm still having too many interceptions because you have to read the defense differently. And I haven't adjusted all the way yet now that I'm back on classic. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working through that. I'm working through that. But the yardage is starting to come there. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting the yards. But
I'm going to tell you what the issue is. And I told you this earlier on. I said if you got an aging veteran or a young QB,
it's tough.
It's not gonna work for you like that. You gotta have somebody like who's already like I can throw the ball, football.
Yeah,
because you're struggling because you got a rookie basically.
Yeah,
like his throw, like you could do it perfectly. Because that's what I noticed about that game with Atlanta when who got it?
Chris.
When he was playing with Ritter, he was making the perfect passes for what he was trying to do. But because he got a rookie, it's crooked. It's this, it's that.
Yeah, it's partly that, but there's a lot of other things that's built into the game.
But even Adrian did he had the same issues when I played him with Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson's trash.
But he was making the passes though.
Zach Wilson, well,
you know what I was talking about in terms of like reading coverage. What I've noticed because I put Route Tech on Debo, right? And in my other franchises, wide receivers that have superstar abilities or whatever, they're not creating the same type of separation on man to man. So you have to, it's not that you read man to man and then go to your favorite guy. It's okay, you read man to man and then who's open? Not this is where I want to go, or even in zone coverage. Like sometimes I'll read the zone and it's like, okay, I know what they're doing. This should be open. To your point, sometimes the pass is going wide. But sometimes it's they're getting bumped. They're you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of bumping guys off the routes.
The only way I'm able to pass in this game is by making high throws. Because if I try to do a regular pass, I'll either get intercepted or it's going to easily be deflected. But thank God that the Bengals got receivers. Outside of Chase, they got tall receivers who can get busy, who get physical. You know what I'm saying? So it helps with that. This team helps me understand how to play this new Madden. And also I had to do a hella online games just to get comfortable with it. But the advantage is crazy. And I think you pointed that out early too. Like big receivers, you can get away with a lot of shit.
Just throw it up.
Just throw it up. That's all I ask. Mm-hmm. That's, you saw me do that in this game, like this week from when I or today when I played Cam.
Yeah, they got a lot of extra variables built into the game. What I mean by that is that sometimes you can have a perfect, to your point, you can have a perfectly accurate pass, but after that, the AI, the computer decides on what is going to happen with that pass, mm-hmm. and you have no control out of it. There are guys, sometimes I throw it, I'm like, he's wide on a curl route, just a simple curl route to the running back or to a receiver, wide open, perfect accuracy. The ball goes to the DB, and I'm like, that's pitch and catch. Anybody can make that throw, but the computer takes over, and it determines the outcome of that play, and at that point, there's nothing you can do about it. So yeah, but I was laughing because I knew it was coming because you started leading it. You started leading the witness. And I was like, here you go. That's why I was laughing when you said, I'm going back to Classic.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I knew it was coming eventually. But that's what we were talking before you got here, is that most of the people that are playing well right now are on Classic passing.
Yeah.
They're not on the new shit.
Yeah, I pivoted too late, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? The NFC, man, we struggling over here. You know what I'm saying? So,
but the AFC is a fucking battle.
It is.
Every week.
With who? Who's all over there?
Shit, we got
Nate.
Outside of Nate, who else?
Foreign,
and you, Nick. Foreign. Who else is the battle?
Foreign is over there.
Is over there.
Yeah,
he's Brent.
He's picking up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we got some people in there.
Yeah, y'all all right.
Yeah. Man. All right, so let's recap, you know what I'm saying? How many games, how many user games have you had, Nick?
I think I only have one since the last one because I was on vacation, so I missed
okay, so you are
a
auto.
Couple. Yeah.
Ken, how many user games
have same, you had? Same, on auto.
Yeah, you have been on auto.
Yeah, so I was out as well.
But my last games are all user. So yeah. So I played Cam today, who's the Bucks, and I play the Bills next, who's Brent. And I always think the Bills are going to be burnt now moving forward. Yeah. And I ended with M Extra with the Ravens. Mm.
But so I've had two. It was supposed to be three. You were mm-hmm. supposed to be one of them. But I've had two user games. It was CJ and then it was Cam. And the game versus CJ, like I said earlier, man, I could not throw, bro. Like, I could not throw. And we were throwing interceptions back and forth, but it is what it is. CJ got me. You know what I'm saying? CJ beat me. So respect. Even though both of my records.
He hated doing that.
Because I should have beat him, but I didn't beat him. So it is what it is. Then I played Cam, and Cam was a really good game. And I played Nate.
You did play Nate.
And Nate was a really good game, too.
That was.
It really... Again, too many mistakes. I threw three interceptions against Nate and only lost by three. So that says a lot. So I got to just cut down on my turnovers, man, and try to get off the field on third down. To me, those are the two biggest things I've identified. But Nate was a good game. Cam was a good game, too. But, yeah, man, I'm hurting. I'm hurting this season, bro.
What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about the draft? Has anybody really thought about the draft? So
only far? Chris, Adrian, and who else? And I have something to say about that too. Uh-oh. But yeah, them too.
No, go ahead and talk on it.
Well, no, it's just like it's interesting because I see them tanking for players in the draft, right? But my whole thing when I was thinking about this driving here was like, that shit ain't gonna help y'all. You know, it's just like what good is tanking and getting better players if you can't play better?
Are you even thinking about Adrian's position as far as like he has the Jets?
Adrian hasn't really been playing the game. There is an adjustment period. So he's going to get all these players. He's tanking for all these high players and get his favorite players. But then unless he's playing offline and we just not seeing it, it's possible. I don't know. But, you know, he's not playing the game. And we all know that there's a learning curve that happens. So you get all these players. You already lost the season. Then there's the second season that both of them may have to adjust too. Then that's the second season gone. And then there's the third season. But by that time, everybody else is kind of, we're gone by then. So, but it's just like, My thing is like with there are players in Madden that just go get a whole bunch of motherfuckers and let all the motherfuckers do the work for them. You're not really that good. It's the computer, right? And then there are people that want to get the players, but then, you know, you still got to make those players work. And they got to, you know, so I don't know, man. It's just, I was thinking about that. I was like, they're going to get the players, but what are they going to do with them? Mm-hmm. You know, so then what? You're going to be rebuilding again?
So, yeah, your question is, when are you actually going to compete?
Yeah. You're looking at year three, maybe four. But by then, everybody's team established. Everybody got their schemes and their rhythms and everything down. Yeah. And then somebody
asking for a restart by season three.
Yep.
Because you got to look at Chris's situation, right? Because you're the Saints and somebody else Cam is the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So them two, they're already, you know, and finding a groove.
Who's your QB?
Jameis Winston. He traded for Dak Prescott.
And he got Dak Prescott. You still got young QBs, mm-hmm. regardless. So like, y'all not going nowhere.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It ain't like you got like Brady's regressing or like Rodgers regressing.
Exactly. So these two guys is finding a groove. So like Ken said, by year three, these guys are competing, and you're just now maybe finding the groove.
Yeah, and then
that's
an
issue.
Yeah. So who's this?
Who's with Adrian?
Adrian, the Jets, and who else?
Who's Miami?
Miami?
Nobody's Miami.
Is it the Titans? It's real. The Colts, right?
Yeah.
They're not in that division.
Brent's in that division.
The Brent. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it's Brent.
Yeah, it is Brent.
I thought somebody was a Dolphin.
Nah, nobody.
Yep. So, I don't know, man. I get maybe it's just these are the certain players. These are my favorite players. I want to play with them. And cool. I don't care about anything else, but I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I was just thinking about it. But, you know.
How you feel about the user game that you had?
I didn't have any. I do play Whip. He's always tough. I hate I didn't get a chance to play Cam because we are competing for the division.
Then I helped you out there.
Yeah, you did. Appreciate it.
that was a fun.
Yeah, appreciate it. That was a great game. And I don't know who I have last. I'm supposed to play Chris tonight, but of course I'm here. So and I'm starting to realize just Tuesdays and Wednesdays are always going to be tough because I have to be here. And if people can't play in the day in between four,
you won't be
staying
up that late either, too.
Because I gotta now the kids are back in school. I gotta get up early and take them to school, so I won't be trying to stay up late like that. Plus, you know, Rail, you know, is pretty serious about pushing the button, as you know, we should. We need to be very diligent about that. So, under certain circumstances, so I do like that. It was funny when he slipped up though that one time. I was like, See, nigga, like you, it was,
bro.
You
know. Everybody don't understand what it's like to be here until you sit in that chair, mm-hmm. bro. I feel like what's the name from House of Dragon?
Viserys.
Yeah, Viserys, bro. That shit is, bro. It's tiresome.
CJ was like, man, you slipping, bro. I was like,
He got all excuses. I was doing this. I was doing that. Nah, we don't want to hear that shit.
Yep. That's what
push
it's like.
Button
other
at
motherfuckers
midnight.
Be doing shit.
You got one job. Niggas always reduce your whole life to one job when you fuck up, right?
Yep. So,
man.
But yeah. I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to next year.
That's the crazy thing. I am too, man.
Yep. I'm looking forward to next year.
I'd most definitely.
Because I still ain't got shit figured out.
I don't even know. Like, I feel good about my team and where I'm at. Every week is like I'm questioning what the fuck I'm doing in my whole scheme. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, bro, it's working. I thought I got into a groove before I went on my trip. And then, like, I played the Browns, bro. The Browns is a tough-ass team. Because they got Matt Ryan at QB.
Mm-hmm.
They got somebody traded them a nice set of toys. And I'm battling these niggas, bro. Like, they busted my ass the first game. I scored, like, 8. It was, like, 8-28 last time.
Mm.
This time I won, but I had to fight for that shit. I literally had to hope that Matt Ryan made a mistake, and he did. And then he threw a pick six. But those games give me questioning. And then, like, when I face a user, like, I wish I didn't. Yo, you need to change your shit on your Twitch, bro, because I be trying to see your streams, but they always be, like, the hella old ones and shit.
Yeah, because what happens is whenever the app updates on my phone, it changes a setting where it doesn't save them.
Yep.
And I got to go back in the computer. I tried back here, and I couldn't get it. it's a whole thing.
Because I was trying to watch, I'm only bringing it up because I try to watch you and Cam's matchup, see how Cam played before I played him today. But I couldn't see that, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go off of how he is. And we was going at it. I thought he was going to bust my ass at first, because I think he was. No, that was my issue. This is my biggest issue. I don't think I'm good at passing on, because when I'm getting to the red zone, I can't not. I don't put Tubbs on the board. Mm-hmm. I'm selling for field goals, even though field goals saved my life in this game. Almost cost me, too. Yeah. But I need to put points on the board, because I should have beat him more by that. It should have been a 3-point game.
Red zone
offense is hard, because
it's always hard. It's hard defense, in real life.
Bro, yeah. It's already hard to pass, like, when you're in the open field. Yeah. When you get tight,
yeah,
and it's like one mistake,
yep,
you're a second late.
Yep.
Especially now. You gotta.
It's like you're going to really have to be precise. And if you run, and you can't really run the ball, because they can sniff off the run easy.
Computer
reacts. Because you got good teams. You know what I'm saying? So, and Vita Vey was, Mixon was lucky he got a touchdown. Because Vita Vey was destroying my offensive line, bro. As soon as I hiked the ball, the nigga, you see that gold star bust open right there, and he right there in my face.
I hate the one when they just move your guy out the way like he's just a damn fucking boxing bag or something. He just like, and at that, because you see it when you about to hand the ball off.
Because you can't do shit. You try to do an RPO real quick. I was
like, ain't shit you can do.
And he got me on the RPO, too. I hate that shit. I hate RPO. Can you understand how much I hate RPOs, bro?
They're going to take it out, man.
Because I call a good defensive play, but the RPO make it look so stupid. And he got a good RPO.
I saw that one. That was a good call.
That was a great call.
I'll give it to him. The one to that.
Yeah. Because I didn't expect him to do that, because I think it was fourth down, too.
Yeah, that was good.
And the crazy thing is, like, because with the RPO, they still run slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, bro, if I had a linebacker right here, I'd kill you right now.
Oh, but I hate everybody, the plays, like, if you got, like, a slant where there's a guy that is slot receiver going in the flat, I hate those plays because they always be fucking jogging. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
When he
God,
comes I'm out like, and he goes out like that.
Yeah, but he always just kind of tiptoeing. I'm like, what are you doing?
The fullback has a routes like that. Yeah, yep. they just go.
So I don't know if they – I haven't figured out, is this a decoy? Is it like –
Sometimes what? I think it is.
I still be trying to hit the motherfucker. But, man, you try to hit motherfuckers in the flat, man, the computer, man.
I don't fuck with the flat no more.
Bro, you can't.
I don't fuck with
the flat. It looks like that shit open. As soon as you press the button, it's like they meet right there.
It's like everybody's meeting at this circle.
Yep. Every single time, bro.
So that's
every
why you gotta time. Get the ball. To me, it's like as soon as I see the nigga open, get the ball out quick.
So the flat has actually been good to me. But it just depends on the defense. So a lot of people still play like cover three against me, computer included. So whenever they, you know, there's certain cover threes like cloud cover three, you know, like there's one side that vacates and then there's one side that has the flat. That's how that vacates if you run a play and the flat is on that side. You know what I'm saying? It'd be open, but it's not open a lot.
Yeah.
Have y'all tried screens? I'm still not a fan of screens.
I ain't doing none of that
screens.
Shit.
I've ran a couple of screens. You get busted.
I don't do that shit. I already know that. Bro, these offensive lines is shit ball.
But when it works, but it's not often.
Yeah, there are a couple of plays on this one that the screens just don't work at all. So I think it's just a coding issue. And some of the formation. But yeah, especially in single back, because I love single back.
Yeah, single back is my go-to. You know, you were talking about your scheme earlier. Bro, I redid my whole fucking offensive playbook, bro. I went with everything that is some type of bunch or trip. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stick this.
You kind of ran that a lot last year.
I did, but I doubled
down.
He say
the same. I be letting him talk because I be wanting to hear if he actually got something different to say.
No, he be saying the same shit.
He was like, bro, I scrapped all the ideas. I started from the get go, kid, with a bunch from it. I'm like, nigga, you been running bunch.
I feel you, but I'm saying, because remember how we were talking? It was probably a couple Maddens ago about the number of plays that we have being excessive because we don't run that many. I'm into like 380 now. You know what I'm saying? So I've condensed my playbook a lot. Because in the games, I was realizing, I'm like, damn, I don't really run that play. I don't run that play. There's only three plays in this formation. Let me get rid of all of this shit. Let me just go to what I fucking run. And let me perfect that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I just really condensed my shit. So
again, he was doing that last year.
No, I did it.
Yeah.
Did
well,
I?
You
hell
say,
yeah.
You say the same shit in a different way. Okay. And I'd be amazed hell by it. Sometimes yeah. I'd just be sitting here like, this nigga really saying it.
Bro, most Madden users, like, and that's why some people also, because they just run the same shit over and over again. But yeah, most Madden users probably run
the same 10 to 12 plays. Offense and defense.
Yep. Same fucking shit over and over.
It's like high school. Remember high school, bro? They had that little binder that had like about 12 plays, if that.
That's it.
Niggas ain't Andy Reid out here that's creating plays on the spot.
And if you look at the play counts, it'll tell you.
And the only audibles and we're doing hot routes is go routes.
Yep, that's niggas ain't
busting no comeback routes or digs and shit
right,
like that.
Right, motherfuckers be lying, bro. I got this whole new scheme. What? Shit like that. Nah, y'all motherfuckers be running the same shit. I'm a defensive.
They got a whole new scheme because they run the ball. I run the ball like twice a series. So my scheme different now. Nah.
So the thing I did add that's different is single back. I have a lot more single back for me.
I'd be nervous about single back, bro. That's just too close for that D line to man. Just smack you. You know how you be coming back just like.
So I was at least a 2-3 step drop. When I was playing Cam. Because CJ was like, oh, you know, Ralph is trash, whatever. I gave y'all the blueprint, this, that, and the third. And
I want to address that, too, when you're done.
Okay. Cam was like, oh, you know, he got one or two plays. Nah, nigga, it's this formation.
I don't know. I got to watch it, but that's the other thing that people do. They find plays that work. And that's when he was like, yeah, he got these two plays that work now, and I just got to figure them out. That's another thing people do. That's why the playbook isn't expansive, because you get plays that just work. Mm-hmm. But to the thing about what CJ was saying, and Whip has said this repeatedly, and I don't think nobody really paying attention to it, everybody plays each other different. So you can't look at your success versus somebody else and think that you're better than them because you can beat them and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It just don't make fucking sense.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, it's just, it's all about matchups.
Styles makes
fights. Yeah, styles make fights. So, you know, that's what it is. That's why if you play CJ, it's going to be a shootout. If I play CJ, it's going to be close.
Yep.
CJ plays me different than he plays you.
100%.
When he plays you, he's going up and down the field. Yep. When he plays me, he's gonna, you know, manage the game a little bit more. He's gonna run.
The only person I play different, I would probably say, is you. I think more. Everybody else, I play this like I think I play the same. It's because because I know you're not gonna bend. That's the only reason I play different. Mm. I know if I put FIFA in a certain situation, he gonna be a loose cannon on some other shit. Like he gonna say, fuck it.
I feel like you play me aggressive. Like instead of going for a field goal, you'll go for the touchdown.
You do.
You play me
aggressive in that way. I'm trying to shut you up. Like I'm trying to, because he be talking hella shit, bro.
He do.
You, bro. I can't wait. I'm waiting for the end of the season so I can get everything off.
No,
bro.
It is. What's your record?
Shit, I'm like 4-8.
4-9.
4-9.
So here's
he's trying to make it sound like it's bad.
I'm not making the playoffs.
In week 12, I got 5 weeks. I can turn it around.
Nah.
To be above 500.
I am not turning it around. Nah,
but,
it's a wrap.
But I want everybody to remember this moment because FIFA is quiet right now. But once he started winning, FIFA had like this season didn't even exist. All y'all motherfuckers be doing that shit. Y'all had like, y'all just never had bad seasons when y'all start winning. I be remembering all that. Y'all should be watching the chat laughing.
Man, that's why I ain't even saying nothing. Everybody like, hey, I never thought in the chat I would hear about who's trying to get the number one pick.
Bruh.
Who gives a fuck about somebody trading the number one pick?
That's fucking crazy to me.
Because when they was like, real, you did that. What? I'm like,
What are
cares?
We doing now? Like,
who cares?
What is
that
the
one,
fuck
that
is going
one player
on?
Wasn't
going
to change nobody's
Thank
outlook
you.
On a season.
Bro, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
Unless
saying.
Unless you drafting a fully foreign Dan Marino, then there's nobody who's about to be helping you out in one season.
Absolutely like, not.
That's why really, bro, in real life and in video game, these picks ain't really worth shit. It's really just how you play.
Because
especially in this Madden, bro, you don't. They took speed away. I never thought speed would really matter until it comes down to like those 50-50 balls. But in general, speed was just like, you got the fast nigga, he there.
Bro, at the end of the day, I've seen people like 86, 88 speed break an 80-yard run. Either on a kick return, punt return, running back.
I can win 50-50 matchups with a corner playing Higgins that last man I wouldn't be able to because if the corner was at least a 90 to a 92 speed, he's faster than him. So you beat him to the spot every time.
Don't it feel like, I know we got to close out, that when I throw a pick six, this motherfucker can run, have 84 speed, and my guys will never fucking catch
him. Yeah.
But in real life, that would happen, though. Like, not, it's just because you.
If it's a linebacker?
No, I'm just saying, like.
You're talking about positional
football?
I'm
just saying, like, in situational football, if you do a pick six, niggas is off balance. So, like, you trying to run after somebody who already got the ball running full speed, you trying to catch up to that speed, that's going to take you a little minute because you got to come out of your position.
I guess. Maybe you'll help me feel better about it because I'm like, nah, he should be hawked down by now.
Nah, because I got Von Bell is playing like he's fucking Champ Bailey for my team, bro. This nigga is doing a lot. And in real, and I think in the game, he probably only, he's under 88 speed. But he balling. And I'm like, all right, shit, fuck it. I'm going to let this shit ride. That's how I'm playing it, Ken, because I'm like, I don't know if this is really me playing well or I'm just caught, I just caught on first.
You're just early.
Yeah. I'm just early to the party. But
I mean,
that touchdown that threw the Chase, I didn't
that
expect
was some
that.
Bullshit.
I didn't know what, but it's in real life he has done shit like that. So I can't really get upset. I'm just saying.
You got like three or four of them shits against me, bro. You got some bullshit.
No. First of all, Tyler Boyd is one of the best slot receivers in the league. And he big too. So he's bigger than what most people. Like he's going against linebackers too.
Yeah, okay. All right. I saw that shit. I was like, oh, he's gonna knock it out. And that motherfucker came down on that one foot. I was like, oh, he gone. I said, that's it. That's it.
Bro, he,
that was
he a hell caught of a catch, that. Though. Yeah, he caught that motherfucker. In
I do like those though,
bro.
They look so nice in the game, man.
I didn't know how to. You know how I was trying to shit on him. That's why when I caught it and ran, I tried to curve it because I was trying to waste time. But I also was trying to do them little dances and shit where you just go.
The computer do that shit on your ass,
bro. I wanted to do the prime time on his ass so bad because I was like, bro. I was screaming in my crib, bro. I was like, let's go. You know what I mean? He kept trying my defense, too. He tried to go to Justin Jefferson after that play. I'm like, no, nigga. Who did I tell you about Jesse Bates? Top three in the NFL at his position.
I still can't believe he tried that.
Look, we got to cut it short.
Okay, you know, when I get my rah-rah going, when my pom-poms
hey, it's
is
time,
up, kid.
It's time, man.
It's time to cut the show off. All right, it's cool.
But look, obviously, y'all see how hype we are. The League Podcast is back. We'll be back next Tuesday. Make sure you check us out. But for this week, we out. Probably by next, we'll be in the playoffs.
We'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well,
this,
I won't be.
This will be some players.
Yeah, I won't be at all.
Some people getting their draft board
some
ready
people
now.
They season about to start. They can't wait.
They going to Cabo already.
Their favorite season, off season.
I'm bringing the squad back, so I'm good. Well, minus that O-line, but we out. Peace.
Peace.